In this bulletin, Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky makes a direct plea to Israel on the invasion of Ukraine. A $1.8 billion infrastructure funding package has been announced to help prepare Queensland for the Brisbane 2032 Olympics. And in sport, the Gold Coast Suns beat the West Coast Eagles on Sunday night in the AFL. With the latest SBS News, I'm Stephanie Corsetti. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has called on Israel to take a stronger stand against Russia and has compared Russia's invasion of his country to the actions of Nazi Germany. In a video address to Israeli MPs, Mr. Zelensky says it's time for Israel, which has emerged as a mediator between Ukraine and Russia, to take a side. He says Israel should impose sanctions on Russia and provide military support to Ukraine. He has likened Russia's actions to those of Nazi Germany and the Holocaust.
When the Nazis invaded Europe and wanted to destroy everything and everyone, conquer nations and leave nothing of us and you, no name and any traces, they called it the final solution of Jewish question. You remember it and will never forget it for sure. But you should hear what is coming from Moscow now. They are saying the same words now, final solution. But this time it's about us, about the Ukrainian question.
The comparison has been condemned by Israel's National Holocaust Memorial, saying that Mr. Zelensky is trivialising the Holocaust. Peter Malinauskas has been sworn in as the new Premier of South Australia. It comes after the Labor Party's win in the state election on Saturday. Mr. Malinauskas has sworn an oath of office, becoming South Australia's 47th Premier.
I, Peter Bryden Malinauskas, do swear that I will be faithful and bear true allegiance to Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth II, her heirs and successors, according to law, so help me God.
Susan Close has been sworn in as Deputy Premier and Stephen Mulligan as the state's new Treasurer. And former Premier Stephen Marshall has resigned as state leader of the Liberal Party. Prime Minister Scott Morrison and Queensland Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk have announced an infrastructure package to help prepare the city for the Brisbane 2032 Olympics. The funding will inject $1.8 billion to transform the state's southeast. Mr. Morrison says the funding package will protect the livability of the cities in the southeast of Queensland. And Ms. Palaszczuk says the funding will help rebuild the Gabba Stadium.
This city deal is also really important because it's also a catalyst for the Olympic Games. The Olympic Games here in 2032, where we'll see the Gabba completely rebuilt. But right across from the Gabba, of course, is the Cross River Rail and also the new interchange with the Brisbane Metro.
The federal government has launched the Joint Policing Cybercrime Coordination Centre in Sydney. Home Affairs Minister Karen Andrews and Australian Federal Police Commissioner Rhys Kershaw say this will form part of the national plan to combat cybercrime. Mr. Kershaw says the centre will boost a coordinated law enforcement response across all states and territories.
We have found from other crime types, like organised crime and terrorism, that bringing together our partners with all of us in one location to tackle these crimes leads to better outcomes. That's the whole point of why we're here today. We want to identify those threats in the cyber realm, make it harder for criminals to do their business, bring the full weight of law enforcement on them, and deliver better outcomes for Australians targeted by these people.
He says cyber attacks are the crimes of the 21st century, and he has encouraged Australians who have been targeted by cyber criminals to report any incidents to authorities. To the AFL, the Gold Coast Suns have beaten the West Coast Eagles in Sunday night's Round 1 match. It's the Suns' first win against West Coast in Perth in 10 attempts, with the Suns booting 7 of the last 8 goals to secure the victory. And the Fremantle Dockers beat the Adelaide Crows by just 1 point, while Hawthorn won their first game under new coach Sam Mitchell against North Melbourne. And now for a look at today's weather. Perth, partly cloudy, 29. Adelaide, mostly sunny, 27. Melbourne, becoming sunny, 27. Hobart, cloudy and 24. Canberra, partly cloudy, 25. Wollongong, much the same, 23. Sydney, similar conditions, 25. Newcastle, partly cloudy, 26. Brisbane, sunny, 29. Cairns, mostly sunny, 32. And Darwin, a shower or two and a possible storm, 34. I'm Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.